Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A day with some great good news and some great terrible news. We will cover the good news first. The good news first is that we will not be having a government shutdown tomorrow, or even not on Saturday. The government will not shut down. It will keep operating. The checks will continue to go to the American military. And all the different things that people depend on, including visiting our national parks, it's not going to be disrupted. The Senate approved last night, staying late at night. They approved by a vote of 87 to 11. There's one Democrat who voted against the budget compromise. And the budget compromise basically was to keep the status quo at least until next January and next February coming up. And in other words, it's not that this is perfect for funding on this level forever, but just that this allows some time for the House and the Senate and the Republicans and the Democrats, and remember, we are in this anomalous situation where you have the House controlled by Republicans and the Senate controlled by Democrats. At least they could get together now. They have both voted. It will be signed by President Biden. There is a deal to allow things to continue. The Senate met late into the night to pass the bill with an overwhelming 87 to 11 tally. The 11 who voted no were Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, a Democrat, and then 10 other Republicans. So a very clear majority of Republicans, 4-1 in the Senate, voted to approve this package and to avoid the disaster of a government shutdown. President Biden, who just did a press conference, will hear some of that after meeting a second day with President Xi Jinping. We'll get to what President Biden said about that meeting and what that meeting means. And after the House passed an overwhelming bipartisan vote, their vote was in the House generally close to 4-1. It provides a funding patch into next year when the House and the Senate will be forced to confront and somehow to overcome their considerable differences over what funding levels should be. In the meantime, the bill removes the threat of a government shutdown days before funding would have expired. The spending bill that was approved does not include the White House's request for $106 billion for wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine, as well as tightening the border, more funds for border security, and more funds actually for humanitarian aid to Palestinians. Now, what any of that means, none of that money was approved, but that will also be part of the discussion going forward. The spending package would keep government funding at current levels for roughly two more months. While a long-term package is negotiated, it splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriation bills into two dates, January 19th for some federal agencies and February 2nd for others, creating two deadlines where there will be another risk of a partial government shutdown. I don't think so, because I think that Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, will be remembered very well, it seems to me, by history because of what he has accomplished since he became Speaker, which is basically taking this stupid, unnecessary, self-inflicted crisis away from actually threatening the United States of America. And by the way, and threatening at the same time all of our allies who do depend on us. I mentioned also there was terrible news today. The terrible news, it sounds like a joke, like a parody. There's a headline in the Jerusalem Post. It says, "Pay with the blood of Christians. TikTok users share agreement with Bin Laden's letter." Okay, can we try to recognize that regardless of what Vivek Ramaswamy says or anybody else says, TikTok is not a good or wholesome operation. But the story about the blood of Christians and TikTok is a letter written 21 years ago by Osama bin Laden. Remember him? The founder of Al-Qaeda, the architect of 9/11, the murderer of 3,000 innocent Americans. That letter has gone viral on TikTok with many users expressing their agreement with the world's most famous terrorist. The openly anti-Semitic letter, written only a year after the September 11th attacks that cost the lives of nearly 3,000 people, was published in The Guardian in 2002, but it was removed on November 15th, 2023, after the social media trend became known to the site. In other words, the letter was there, was picked up by unknown forces, and featured on TikTok. The hashtag Letter to America has been viewed 4.5 million times on the application. One user who made a video about the letter discussed the U.S. military's actions in the Middle East. She captioned her post, "Excited for the racists in my comments to arrive, free Palestine." And another user expressed how the letter had changed her perception of the world. "The letter openly uses anti-Semitic language and addresses the issue of Palestinian statehood. It justifies the September 11th attack, blaming it entirely on the Jewish people. Your former president warned you previously about devastating Jewish control of capital and about a day that would come when it would enslave you," the letter begins. In another anti-Semitic segment, bin Laden wrote, "You continue to support the oppressive Israelis in their occupation of our Palestine in response to pressures on your administration by a Jewish lobby backed by enormous financial capabilities. Palestine has been under occupation for decades, and none of your presidents talked about it until after September 11th, when Bush realized that your oppression and tyranny against us were part of the reason for the attack. Palestine shall not be seen captive, for we will try to break its shackles. The United States shall pay for its arrogance with the blood of Christians and their funds." As the war against Hamas unfolds, the idea that this letter would suddenly be popular, not encouraging. Jim Garrity writes about this in National Review. He says, "On the menu today, news that TikTok users are approvingly quoting a 2002 letter from Al-Qaeda terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden and insisting that bin Laden makes a lot of legitimate points. It's the sort of thing that makes you wish that gullible young people would go back to eating Tide Pods. You might have thought that the minds of America's young people would not be so malleable that they could perceive one of the most notorious mass murderers of Americans in all history as a justifiable critic of American politics." But there is more about why TikTok is a national security threat. Coming up, people reading bin Laden's letter to America and commenting on how it's opened their eyes.
Does Osama do it for you?
When they first put his picture in the paper, that beautiful man with those cold black eyes, he just drew you in. You know, he just looked like a beautiful man.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are no evil people.
You don't think there are evil people in the Bible?
Jesus said that everyone is basically good.
What's your biblical source for everyone's basically good?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Uh, If there is one individual who stands out as evil and represents a proof to anyone who doubts it that there is such a thing as evil human beings, regardless of people's misunderstandings about the Bible, there are evil people who appear in the Bible. Not everyone in the Bible is basically good. And the Osama bin Laden, if you cannot acknowledge that he was a warped, a self-destructive, horrible human being who killed women and children and innocent people going to work one day. And by the way, the September 11th was not the first terrorist incident in which bin Laden was involved. And Jim Garrity says about this reading A Letter to America, which bin Laden wrote in 2002, a year after 9/11. Jim Garrity writes that for those of us of a certain age, this development is a difficult reminder that the unforgettable events of our younger years, the ones that shaped us and the world we live in, are just dry pages in a history book to the younger generation. That creates a giant vacuum, a big blank space for reinterpretation. Now, I would have read these press accounts initially about people embracing the words of Osama bin Laden, and this is a joke. Again, it's a parody. It can't be true. There can't be human beings so benighted, so completely warped in their outlook that they would endorse Osama bin Laden's letter to America attacking America and, quote, trying to explain why it is that the terrorists struck this country on September 11th. However, there are a number of people, thousands apparently, who were TikTok users who recorded themselves expressing support for the contents of the letter to America and encouraging others to read it for themselves. Here's a collection, and again, not made up, not actors. These are real people who wanted to put on TikTok with their own image and their own names their reactions to Osama bin Laden. Listen.
This morning I read Letter to America, which is Osama bin Laden's letter to America explaining why he attacked Americans. It's wild, and everyone should read it. This has left me very disillusioned, and I feel the same exact way I felt when I was deconstructing Christianity. I feel a little bit just confused, like I have entered into another timeline. What is this? And yeah, so go read it.
So I just read A Letter to America, and I will never look at life the same. I will never look at this country the same. I will never. Please read it.
In reading the letter, I could only think of this tweet that I saw the other day. Under settler colonialism, any kind of resistance is branded as terrorist because the only acceptable violence is violence by the occupier.
Terrorism has been sold as this idea to the American people and honestly just so many Western inhabitants within certain nations that this group of people, this random group of people just suddenly wakes up one day and just hates you, just wants you dead, wants you gone, and this is all because they believe that they're better than us. Like, that is the root of terrorism. It doesn't make sense. This letter was insanely eye-opening. I really urge everybody to Google and read it, because I thought that I had quite a lot of media literacy, but this takes it to a whole nother level.
Go read A Letter to America. Like, seriously, go read it.
Okay, this is all remarkable. Jim Garrity writes, and it's profoundly important to put this development in perspective. In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, we wanted more than anything else to give our children a world where they would not live in fear of Al-Qaeda attacks. We've done that and largely left Al-Qaeda on the ash heap of history. And apparently bin Laden and Al-Qaeda are so forgotten that someone can come along and paint an absurdly sympathetic portrait of one of the worst mass murderers in modern history. And America's extremely online young people will nod in agreement. Since the beginning of the Hamas crisis, TikTok has been flooded with pro-Palestinian messages and arguments excusing the actions of Hamas and demonizing Israel. Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian high school walkouts have occurred everywhere. And a number of people have wondered how and why American teenagers had become so enamored with the Palestinian cause. Right after Hamas committed a spectacularly bloody and sadistic massacre. And Jeff Morris Jr., who was a contributor in this conversation, noticed that once he engaged with one post, my entire feed became aggressively anti-Israel. It was as if I was placed in an A-B test variant and was told to see this war with Israel being the evil side. Look, this is not a majority of people out there. There was just a YouGov poll. They do a poll quite regularly where they ask people, do you see these various nations as either an ally or an enemy of the United States? And Israel has actually improved recently. You have a total of 8.8% who see Israel as an enemy of the United States, and some 80% who see Israel as an ally. Meanwhile, a jury has found David DuPape guilty on two counts in the violent attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, that occurred last year in the couple's San Francisco home. DuPape was convicted in federal court of one count of assault on the immediate family member of a federal official and a second count of attempted kidnapping of a federal official. He faces a maximum sentence of 30 years and 20 years, respectively. What's appalling about this is he was actually influenced by some of the messages in media that are so deeply, deeply misleading. One of those messages in media that is deeply misleading that we will get to is that Israel's occupation of the hospital in Gaza City did not yield evidence, conclusive evidence, about Hamas's war crimes and Hamas actually using the hospital as a center of terrorist operations. We'll be talking to Miri Eisen, an Israeli intelligence expert, on what actually they did find and didn't find in that hospital. Coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, still plans on being first. It set its primary for January 23rd of 2024 in defiance of President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's preference for South Carolina as the initial primary contest. Multiple Capitol Police officers were injured during a clash with pro-Palestinian demonstrators.
Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault.
Six Capitol officers suffered injuries.
The mother of the six-year-old boy accused of shooting his first-grade teacher during class in Newport News, Virginia in January was sentenced yesterday. Deja Taylor will serve 21 months in prison on federal charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, it's an honor to welcome to the show Miri Eisen, whose work I've admired for a long time. She is a retired colonel in the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, and she's the director of the International Institute for Counterterrorism at Reichman University, which is one of the most prestigious and outstanding educational institutions in Israel. Miri Eisen, thank you for joining us on the show.
Absolutely, a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, let me ask you the issue of the moment. It's on the front page of the New York Times. The American press is obsessed with it, which is the evidence that Israel has produced, and now apparently that the United States has also produced, that the Al-Shifa Hospital on the Gaza Strip, which is now in the possession of the IDF, that hospital had been used for military purposes, terroristic purposes by Hamas. At what point do you think that the rest of the world, other than the Biden administration, accepts the evidence that I know that Colonel Conricus and others have presented to the world?
One of the challenges throughout the last, and it's almost 6 weeks, Michael, throughout these weeks, has been the way that Hamas is trying to erase evidence, to lie over evidence, and to deny evidence that exists. Meaning what they've done over the last 6 weeks, and they're trying to do this again with Shifa Hospital, is they have to have Israel prove that they've done what they've done. They tried to erase the barbaric attacks on October 7th, and they're trying to erase what's in Shifa Hospital. But I need us to visualize that for a moment. Can you allow me to try and visualize this for a moment?
Please do.
So when you go into a hospital, and most of us have been in a hospital for good, for bad, for birth, for whatever, you go in, there's an entranceway, there can be underground basement floors. You go into an elevator, you go up to the fourth floor, you go down to -4. And I think that we think that the Hamas were in like the -3 and -4 of a building, but that's not what they did. They built a whole tunneling system which is deep underground. You can't get into the elevator and go down to it. This is an enormous hospital complex, and they were using it all over, firing out from the windows. All of that footage has come out, RPGs, light weapons, anti-tank weapons used from the different hospital arenas. But it's in that underground subterranean area that you need to get to from different shafts, which are not part of the regular hospital, but it's underneath it. And that's what we need to get in to see what I think people are expecting to see, that smoking gun. And I'll just say that today at the Shifa Hospital in the complex, they discovered the body of one of the hostages, and they told the family today that one of the hostages was found there dead, and they said that we already have that kind of evidence. We've already talked about evidence that they found in computer pilots in different areas in the hospital that show evidence that the hostages were there, and that's part of the challenge that we have right now to get into those tunnels. They're booby-trapped. They are very challenging. It isn't that you go down and you suddenly are inside that complex. That makes it doubly hard to be able to bring that evidence to light because Hamas is trying to erase it.
It's amazing when you talk about it. Any information on the age of the hostage who was found dead?
She's 61 years old. She was from Kibbutz Be'eri. She had been on the list of the hostages as being one of the ones who had been there. And alive, and I don't know what to say because when I say alive, there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation. She was definitely known as somebody who had been taken. I'd like to share in that sense, you know, just the challenge and the depravity of everything that's gone on here is that Hamas took with them on October 7th both live hostages, and they already took then dead hostages. That is exactly part of their psychological warfare of how they're playing with us, not telling us who's there, who they are, where they are they alive, are they dead? But in this case, the IDF announced that at the hospital they had found, in the hospital complex, they did not say where, they had found the dead body of one Israeli hostage.
So where do we go from here? There's also news reporting here in the States that ongoing negotiations have brought Israel close to liberating 50 hostages. Do you think those discussions are credible? Are there negotiations going on with either Palestinian Islamic Jihad or Hamas?
The idea of certainly Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad is that the hostages, and excuse the way that I am phrasing this, I want people to understand it, is that not only are they a bargaining chip, these aren't human beings, the hostages. They're a bargaining chip. They're a get-out-of-jail-free card. And so in these type of that's why they take hostages. That's why it is such a challenging arena. It's why all of us all around the world do not want to be in a situation where a terror organization takes hostages. And this mass hostage-taking is a new modus operandi. It is not that there is no precedent. And, you know, Michael, when we talk about things like this, when there is an unprecedented event, it's an event very hard to understand because we say there's negotiations for 50. And my heart says, and what about the other 180? Because there are 230 hostages. And when they say, what, does that mean we get 50 now and then another 6 weeks, another 50 and another, that idea is so horrific. And in this case, they specifically chose, selected, terrorized, brutalized the hostages that they took. And as I said before, we know for a fact that they took with them dead bodies as part of that bargaining card, get-out-of-jail card, and it's just a horrible situation. So, yes, there are negotiations. They're not direct ones. There are lots of different mediators who would like to help. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily good guys, but certainly the Egyptians would like to be able to get this done better. Qatar is very involved in that. And as we all know, there are over 40 different countries that have citizens, both dual Israeli and other countries, and citizens of other countries that were in Israel as tourists or as workers. And so they're all involved. They're all trying to get people out. And you can't know anything. A fair organization has not let out any information in almost 6 weeks about the over 230 hostages that we say they have. We don't know the exact number because they've never said.
It's an extraordinary situation. Assuming that at some point the hostages are released or rescued, somehow that they're accounted for, does that mean an end to the war?
The hostages are one aspect of the war. They are priceless. It is something that you cannot understand in words. It's also part of the Jewish and Israeli ethos in the sense that we are here to protect our citizens, and we did not, and we need to bring them back home from a nine-month baby. And as heard also before, there was a woman there taken who was 9 months pregnant, and she has given birth in captivity. This is information that was released over the last few days as well. I don't know to say mother, baby. I mean, it's like it's so unprecedented. We don't know what to say. No, it does not mean in that sense war over, because the hostages are only the most heartbreaking portion of it. A genocidal terrorist organization did a modus operandi attack that if it succeeds, both with hostages and in managing at the end to stand up as a terror organization, meaning with its terror capabilities, which are a variety of different type of physical violent capabilities, then the entire world will lose. Because it
Mary,
means
can we continue? Because sure. I think everything you're saying is important information. It's crucial that informed Americans know what's going on. We will be right back with Mary Eisen, an internationally respected scholar on counterterrorism and a retired colonel in the IDF. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show, all across America. This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
On the Michael Medved Show, our privilege to be speaking to Miri Eisen, who is one of the leading experts in an academic sense about terrorism and counterterrorism, how you defeat terrorism. The example of terrorism that we have in front of the world's vision right now, Hamas. And in the midst of a war which is bitter and in which Miri Eisen, like most Israelis, has a very personal stake, you have young people in your family who have been called up to serve in this conflict, Miri?
See, that's one of the things that most people around the world don't always understand. It just happens to be that time table where all three of my children are serving now. Two sons and a daughter in both compulsory and they went to officer's course so that they're officers in the IDF. My husband was called up. So for the last five and a half, almost 6 weeks, it's been them out in the different military units where they serve. I'm in the Institute and doing an enormous amount of work with the media because one of the main aspects of this war has been the Hamas media manipulation. And so I'm trying to do the best I can there to give information, to talk about data. But it's a very, very challenging time for all of us.
I wanted to ask you two questions in particular about precisely what you're saying, which is the dishonest manner in which obviously Hamas is trying to manipulate emotions, the calls for a ceasefire, and again, for people living in comfort and security in the United States, the idea of a ceasefire sounds, well, that's wonderful. They stop shooting, the killing stops, the bombing stops. What's wrong with the notion that you hear again and again and again from too many Americans, frankly, that an immediate ceasefire is appropriate for the Middle East?
So right now, this war in that sense is the Hamas that declared a genocidal war against Israel from October 7th, and they are a terror organization. And what we have in this case is that most of us don't know what a war is, what a military is, or for that matter, what a terror organization includes. This is not the Israelis and the Palestinians. There most definitely is a conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, but in this case, Hamas. a terror organization declared as such, not by Israel, by all of the Western countries around the world, that has, it's not just about morals and ethics. They use terror to try to achieve their political aim, and they are an Islamist terror organization, and they openly call for the annihilation, the destruction of Israel, the Zionist entity. There are lots of words that go into that. And in this war itself, when they initiated their initial barbaric attack on October 7th, they actually had three different stages. And I don't want to over-talk again. Do I have enough time to describe the stages?
Go ahead.
Okay, so stage one was to do an attack to show how amazing Hamas is, a terror organization that came in and did as a master plan, the scorched ground, butchering, torturing, mutilating, filming it all on GoPros, streaming it all onside their phones on October 7th. But what they did, Michael, is by Saturday night, October 7th, they downloaded it all. And from then, and we're already in the middle of November, they not only denied, they are lying, denying, and making Israel prove that they did October 7th. Now, into all of that, they built a defense system, which is part of their the whole, what we're going on with right now, which is a terror organization builds its defense system into 2.2 million people, into the people of the Gaza Strip, who many may support Hamas, but many do not support Hamas. And that defense system is built underground only for the terrorists, above ground, all sorts of different positions within the civilians to use the civilians as their protection, as their human shields, and taking in the hostages, not only as their protection and their defense, but as I said before, as their bargaining chip and their get out of jail card free. So what we have right now is a whole system which is looking at the conflict as being about Israel against Palestinians or against the Gazans, when what we have is a conflict of an Islamist terror organization that calls for the annihilation of Israel, that did a horrific, unprecedented attack in history that we, Israel, now have to prove took place. It's a massive media manipulation plan. It was initiated before October 7th. It came at a time period with an enormous amount of use of darknet and AI. And then when I say that, people are listening and saying, but isn't that what Israel does? It's like the Hamas managed to put themselves on an equal plane with a military and a democracy as if they are the same. And it breaks my heart. It is horrific to watch. And add into it, Michael, that it's brought out the worst anti-Semitism, certainly that I've seen in my lifetime, and I'll even go so far as to say since the end of World War II, we've never seen such anti-Semitism worldwide and in the United States. And all of this comes out of a very planned media manipulation plan that's been implemented not only over the last 6 weeks, but before that.
And how does it end? In other words, what does victory look like? This is what a lot of thoughtful people who, with all our hearts, want to see Israeli victory. But it's difficult to imagine. If you could lay out what a victory would involve and require.
War is harsh, ugly, not beautiful. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good. I'm living in one. I've never seen a nice war. This is an ugly, horrific, terrible, brutal war. And the brutality that was at the beginning means that at the end, Michael, there is no yay victory. It's going to be a harsh victory. It is going to be one where you have to talk both in anti-Islamist Middle Eastern, and again, I'm talking about the terrorists. I'm not talking about Muslims, and I'm not talking in that sense about all of the people in the Gaza Strip. I'm talking about the terrorists and what needs to be done in a Middle Eastern voice, which means that if you do not destroy as much of their capabilities, which includes both the terrorists and their capabilities inside the Gaza Strip, then they will feel that they have won. And because of the enormous media manipulation and disinformation throughout the Middle East and all of the Arabic countries and in most of the Muslim countries and in a lot of the Western world, They all think that what Hamas did on October 7th was like a military campaign against Israeli military camps, and yay, they won a battle. And that's such a distortion of a terror organization that was done so expanded that at the end of the victory, for me, victory, is that first of all, not only do we try to, as much as we can, destroy their capabilities, but that, Michael, we stay human. This is so important to me. The state of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jews, the non-Jews who live here, for me, our victory is that 6 weeks later, we're standing, we're together, we're strong, we're fighting, we're not stepping back when you said before about the ceasefire and accepting what the rest of the world does not understand, not because we're stubborn, but because we understand that the implications of this are not just for Israel, but much broader. So that victory is going to be on the moral high ground, understanding that terrorism is something that you have to fight. You cannot let it stay there. And keeping ourselves human, understanding, trying as much as we can both to avoid the loss of life that happens in war. War is immense suffering. But to try to minimize it as much as possible, to remember to constantly stay human, stay alive, and remember that we have an absolute right to exist, and within that, to take our actions to defend ourselves and stay human.
I beautifully said, and may those prayers coming up toward our Thanksgiving here in the United States, and then another Shabbat, another Sabbath coming up here, may your prayers, so beautifully stated, be answered in full. Staying human and making a difference to extinguish the blight and the danger of terrorism, so our children and grandchildren don't have to go through this kind of ordeal. Miri Eisen is a retired colonel in the Israel Defense Forces. She is director of the International Institute for Counterterrorism at Reichman University. Miri, may you and your family and all the people of Israel, all the people who are defending decency and humanity, not just one country, those defending humanity, go along with this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.